once almost wed and invisible lad. My mother and father were sure I was mad. He gave me a lily, translucent and white, and he said, I am here, only out of your sight. We went strolling along in the bright boardwalk sun. He gave me a bear he'd invisibly won. Oh, the hours I spent as our courtship progressed with my mother and dad and our Is He There guest. And slowly but quickly, with needle-sharp joy, I realized I loved the invisible boy. So one night I feigned a farewell at the door and crept to my room to be with him some more. And I didn't cry out, but I kissed him instead when I felt the invisible boy in my bed. And he kissed me right back, put my hands to his form, unseen but so beautifully, wonderfully warm. But then such an awful confession to make. It was then that I made my most mournful mistake. As we lay there entwined in our twilight embrace, I said, darling, I wish that I could see your face. Though I meant no offense and had no ill intent, the most meaningful meanings are often not meant. He silently rose from my arms, and I then never saw my invisible lover again. Long years I have spent crossing all the world's span, but how does one find an invisible man? So if you should meet in your paths wide and free a man you can sense and can touch but can't see, perhaps contemplate